Welcome to Test All Things. Test All Things is an outreach of Tower to Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Fran Sankey. You can find us on the web at towertotruth.net. Test All Things is a Bible discernment evangelistic program. It's dedicated to creating an awareness of and biblical answers to false religious teachings opposing Christianity today. Today I have a special guest on the phone to talk about the runaway best-selling book and DVD called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. The Secret claims, among other things, that you can attract for yourself money, love, success, perfect health, and whatever else your little heart desires. If you don't yet know the real secret behind The Secret, you want to stay put and listen in as I interview James Walker. James is the president of Watchman Fellowship, an evangelical Christian ministry providing research, apologetics, and evangelism in the area of new religious movements, cults, the occult, and New Age spirituality. James has just co-written a book which is a reasoned response to The Secret, which is called The Truth Behind The Secret, and he's agreed to help us today to understand what is really behind this red-hot selling book. Welcome to the show, James.
Hey, great to be with you, friend.
Great. James, tell me, who is Rhonda Byrne, and why did her book shoot to number one on the New York Times bestsellers list?
Well, she was an obscure television producer in Australia, kind of reached the end of her rope, and was going through some real struggles, and she said she discovered something that was a secret. She said wealthy tycoon billionaires and powerful corporations, very famous people throughout history, knew this secret information, but they had conspired to keep it from the average person. And as a TV producer, she decided she was going to reveal this secret once and for all, and she produced the documentary called The Secret, and said it was the answer to every human desire: unlimited wealth, powerful healings, mended relationships, everything you ever wanted, she claims, is in her secret. Well, when the book version of her secret came out late last year, she was featured on a number of television shows, especially Ellen DeGeneres, Larry King Live, but especially when she was on Oprah, when she was on Oprah Winfrey, it just exploded and went to the top of the New York Times bestseller list, and then actually, it has for some 40 weeks been number one in the self-help section of the New York Times list.
Hmm. For those in the audience who haven't heard, just what is this big secret anyway?
Well, it's been around for a long time. It's not that new, and it's not that secret. It's something she calls the law of attraction, and you can summarize the whole sentence and the whole secret in three words, and those words are thoughts become things. What Rhonda Byrne said she discovered, and she said that it's, as she claims that science has proven this too, that when a person thinks thoughts, those thoughts set off a vibration of energy in the mind, and that energy, she says, that vibration, she claims, goes beyond the human mind, brain, throughout the entire universe, and the universe must, she says, it's a law, the law of attraction, must manifest whatever you're thinking about. So if you're thinking new sports car and you concentrate and you tie your emotions to that thought, the universe will send you the new sports car, or vacation, or healing of cancer, or that perfect soulmate. Anything you ever want is manifest through this thing called the law of attraction.
So now I know why it went to number one on the New York Times bestsellers list. Who can resist that?
What you want. And now she says there's also a dark side to the secret, and that is everything that bad that happens to you is also based on wrong thoughts. So she says that when you worry about bills, let's say, or you're concerned about debt and you're thinking about that, those thoughts are also going out into the universe, and like a genie of the Aladdin's lamp, the universe picks up those thoughts of debt and bills and says, your wish is my command, and sends you more bills. So if you wonder why you go out after Christmas and you look in the mailbox and there's all these extra bills coming in, well, it's a matter of wrong thinking. It's the law of attraction.
So in other words, if you're going through a difficult time in your life, if bad things are happening, it's really your fault.
Well, exactly. And in fact, there's been a number of reviews that have pointed out this. And in fact, on Nightline, there was a whole segment on The Secret where some of the secret teachers, some of the people that are featured on her DVD and book were basically painted in a corner on this and specifically asked, what about the Holocaust? What about September 11th? Are you saying that those victims brought it on themselves by wrong thinking? And really, that was never denied by these practitioners of The Secret.
If you're just joining us, I am talking with James Walker, the president of Watchmen Fellowship. We're talking about Rhonda Byrne's best-selling book called The Secret. James has just written a book about The Secret. It's on Harvest House Publishers, and you can find that on the Internet at your local bookstore or at his website, which is watchmen.org. That is watchmen.org. James, in your research, and by the way, fantastic book. It was fantastic. I read it.
Thanks, Brent.
In your research, you uncovered something you call the secret source behind The Secret. What is the secret source?
Well, Bob, my co-author and I, you know, we knew this was problematic, but we were shocked as we began to dig under the surface of what we really found. Come to find out, there's a first edition of The Secret that virtually no one has seen. And, in fact, at one point they were so rare they were going for over $100 on eBay. The original Secret, the main star of the documentary, is a woman by the name of Esther Hicks. Esther and her husband Jerry are actually channelers. For over a decade, they've been crisscrossing the country doing seminars where they channel. That channeling is an occult practice. If anybody saw the movie Ghost, you saw Whoopi Goldberg play the part of a channeler where you supposedly contact spirit beings. Well, what happened was Esther Hicks is channeling what she calls a collection of spirit beings that call themselves Abraham, and these spirit beings are speaking through her mouth the law of attraction, that thoughts become things. And what ended up happening when we dug into the background on this is that there was a falling out between the author Rhonda Byrne and the channeler Esther Hicks. Esther Hicks was initially in a contract given 10% of the royalties of the profit of this project. That was renounced, and she was edited out of The Secret, Esther Hicks was. And the secret people buy now, the one that's at Costco's and all the supermarkets and in all the bookstores, that secret is not the first edition. All the channeling has been taken out, and you're seeing what looks to be plausible and what sounds to be scientific. But when you watch the original edition, the secret source is Esther Hicks, and it's obviously part of the occult and New Age.
So they should take this out of the self-help section and put it in the occult section, actually.
Absolutely.
Right. Now, Rhonda says in the book that staying thin or gaining weight has nothing to do with what we eat. And what is this secret diet she promotes? The world is waiting to hear this.
Well, once you understand this, her law of attraction, everything works by it. Everything that happens, she says, healing of cancer or other diseases, whether or not you're getting along with your family and friends, all this is based on what you think, even your weight. She claims that gaining weight has nothing to do with calories or exercise. It's really about wrong thinking. For example, if you thought the ice cream was fattening, the universe picked up on the thought. See, the ice cream itself, she says, is not fattening. But thinking that the ice cream is fattening, the universe will hear your thoughts, and like the genie, will say, your wish is my command, and send you more weight. However, if you understand the secret, she says, and she uses herself as an example, Rhonda Byrne claims she eats everything she wants, as much as she wants, and never gains an ounce. Another cause, she says, the real cause of weight gain, one of the real causes, she claims, is not eating fattening food, but looking at overweight people. She says that's a major cause of weight gain, looking at overweight people, or weighing yourself causes added pounds. And so she has even a secret way of weighing yourself. She says, don't weigh yourself, but if you must, first write down your ideal weight on a piece of paper, tape the paper over the readout of the scales, and then weigh yourself all you want.
I think that's called deceiving yourself.
Say, hey, try that, it might work, but it's not true.
That's right. Now, Rhonda, and you just said something that she claims that this law of attraction has actually been proven scientifically. Is this true?
Well, no, it's not true, but it looks convincing to the untrained eye. She has many of the people on there. She brought in about 50 teachers to help her teach this secret, and they're making all kinds of scientific claims about that we are all actually energy, and that energy cannot be created or destroyed, and quantum physics. Most of the people making the claims aren't scientists at all. They're entrepreneurs or motivational speakers. One's a feng shui consultant. They're not trained in the area of science. So there are two scientists, however, that do appear on the video and in the book, who are quantum physicists, and they're saying that quantum physics has proven that thoughts really do become things. Their argument is that on a subatomic level, when a scientist thinks thoughts, it actually changes, at least in a very small subatomic level, changes the makeup of the atom. Now, what we did is we put together an expert, a panel of real experts and researchers, scientists, and physicians, and those claims are absolutely bogus.
How about, it seems to me that what you're talking about, like you said, it's nothing new. It seems to go back to the mind science religions, like maybe Christian Science or Unity. Do you see this comparison?
In our book, The Truth Behind the Secret, one of the big things we did is we connected all the dots. And we showed that where Rhonda Byrne got this from, this 100-year-old book she says that her daughter gave her, is the missing link which connects this to Christian Science, Unity School of Christianity, religious science, what's known as the mind science religions of the 19th century, 100 years ago. These groups are not Christian. They are actually metaphysical. They are dealing in the whole area of the occult, New Age. And in the case of Christian Science, you see that they are also following through with this idea that you can heal yourself just with your mind. And we have filing cabinets with examples of files of examples of Christian scientists who have died because they don't go to the doctor, they don't go take medicine or go to the hospital. They don't believe there is such a thing as sickness or disease. And this is the same source of what we're getting now with this new thing called The Secret.
If you just join me, I have been speaking with James Walker from Watchman Fellowship. He just wrote a book, co-authored it, and it is a reasoned response to Rhonda Byrne's The Secret, and his book is called The Truth Behind the Secret. You can get it online at your favorite bookstore. It's by Harvest House Publishers. I read it. It's an excellent book. James, for those who haven't heard last week, maybe we should do a quick review. What is Rhonda Byrne's The Secret all about?
Well, I can't tell you because it's a secret, but I am anyway. Yeah, the secret, basically, she says she uncovered something that there has been a conspiracy to hide for almost 100 years, that she says that wealthy corporations and billionaire tycoons know, and very famous, successful people throughout history, but they conspired to keep it from the general public. When she says she was able to uncover the secret, and she found about 50 other people who not only knew the secret but were willing to go public with it. So she produced a documentary. She's a TV producer in Australia. She produced a documentary called The Secret, and then Simon & Schuster published the DVD, a book version of it entitled The Secret, and it has exploded. In fact, Simon & Schuster sold out. Sold out. It shot to number one on the New York Times bestseller list after Oprah brought on Rhonda Byrne to do a program. Oprah herself said that all of her success, Oprah's success and popularity, were based on these very same secret principles that were in the secret book. And so it just really Simon & Schuster sold out, and then they put in last year the biggest reorder in the history of their corporation. And so people are reading it, big displays at the bookstore, still number one in the self-help section of the New York Times bestseller list. And so it's the secret, but it's not very secret now because a lot of people are hearing about it.
So why did you choose to write a response to this book? And don't tell me that's a secret also.
Well, our book, The Truth Behind the Secret, We needed to write the book because the book itself, the Secret, claims to be the answer to every human yearning, the healing of every disease, cancer, every disease, unlimited wealth, prosperity, mended relationships, world peace, everything you could ever want, she says, Rhonda Byrne says, is in her secret. Well, it's not true. And when something this popular comes along claiming to be the answer to all your spiritual and medical and financial needs, somebody needs to answer this. Somebody needs to respond to it. And so that's why we wrote our book, The Truth Behind the Secret.
So, James, you know, I might go out and buy The Secret and just try it. Hey, what if it works? What is the harm in experimenting with this? Is it really that dangerous?
I think so, for a number of reasons. The Secret claims that if you understand the principles and think the correct thoughts, concentrate on whatever you want, and especially if you can tie your emotions into it, the universe must send you that. Well, here's the problem. There's an example in the book on healing. Kathy Goodman tells her story about how she has breast cancer, but she knows that she should not go to the doctor. Now, the background of that is every time you think of disease, the universe is going to send you more. So she doesn't go to the doctor. She doesn't take her chemotherapy, doesn't do her radiation. Instead, she thinks happy thoughts. She thinks well thoughts. She uses the principles of The Secret, and she claims that she was healed. Now, how many of the millions of people who have bought The Secret are going to follow that example and not take their insulin, not take their medications, not go to the doctor at all, or not follow their doctor's advice? We don't know. But when you see the parallel example with Christian Science, let me just say, Christian Science is neither. It's not scientific, and it's certainly not Christian. But we, in our book, connect the dots and show how this all goes back to Christian Science and other mind science religions of over 100 years ago. Well, these Christian scientists also don't believe in going to the doctor. And we have case studies, including innocent children who have died from simple-to-treat illnesses, bowel obstruction, diabetes, simple-to-treat illnesses because they don't go to the doctor because their spiritual beliefs don't allow them to. Well, you know, what's going to be the ramifications down the road just in this area of health?
Absolutely. If you just join me, I'm interviewing James Walker from Watchman Fellowship. He wrote a book called The Truth Behind the Secret. There we go. You can find that at your local bookstore. It's on from Harvest House Publishers. It's a reasoned response to Rhonda Byrne's book, The Secret. You can find it also at his website at watchman.org. James, what role does spirit communication play in The Secret, particularly with Neil Donald Walsh?
Yes, we talked briefly about that on last week's show. We uncovered that there is a spiritual connection that most people will never make, and this is not spiritual in a good sense. It's occult contacting disembodied spirit beings. The original star of the first edition of The Secret is a channeler who practices an occult divination in which she allegedly contacts a collection of spirit beings that call themselves Abraham. Her name is Esther Hicks. You'll still see her briefly referred to in the acknowledgement section. But most people who read the current, that read the book or watch the current edition of The Secret won't know who she is. She's the real star. She's the real source of The Secret. But Neil Donald Walsh will be another example. He's one of the secret tellers. Jack Canfield is one. He's the co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Also, you've got John Gray, who wrote Men Are from Mars, Women from Venus. There are some fairly well-known authors who are in Rhonda Byrne's book on her video, The Secret, and Neil Donald Walsh is one of them. Well, Neil Donald Walsh wrote the book, best-selling author. He's wrote the book Conversations with God. And similar to Esther Hicks, he claims that this information was spirit dictated to him. He says it was like a voice speaking in his right ear, and that he was getting this information from some spiritual source. Again, it sounds very similar to what Esther Hicks is doing. And when you look at the doctrines of conversation with God, it's obviously he's not talking to the God of the Bible.
Now, Rhonda Byrne claims that the principles of the secret, this law of attraction or thoughts become things, she says that that can be found at the heart of all the major religions, including Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and Hinduism. Is this true?
It absolutely is not true. You know, she uses Jesus. She says, claims that Jesus was one of the secret teachers, I guess Muhammad as well, and all the religious leaders, they knew and practiced the secret. That's not true. What we did is, for our book, is we went and discussed this and did interviews or obtained interviews from a number of religious leaders. We have an interview in there from a Jewish rabbi. He says that the secret is not in Judaism. We interview evangelicals. The secret's not in their faith. Catholic priests, they're telling us that it's not in their faith. I personally interviewed the Sunni Muslim imam here in North Texas where I live, and he was very adamant and in fact called on Rhonda Byrne to repent. He said this is not in the Quran, it's not in our sacred scriptures. We only found one religious leader who claimed that the teachings were compatible, and interestingly, Brian Langford was the religious leader. He is a Wiccan high priest and author of the book Wicca Demystified. Not only did he tell us that the secret was compatible with his faith of witchcraft, but he showed us that in his book, written over a year before Rhonda Byrne's secret, there was a whole section in there on thoughts become things, the very basic teachings of Rhonda Byrne's secret.
We all know who is fueling that, right? You say that most people, including fans and critics, they seem to miss the most important secret of the secret. Why is that?
Well, it's interesting when you read the reviews and even visit, as I have, the Law of Attraction Study Group here in North Texas and talk with the big-time fans of the secret. Most of them miss the big secret. The big secret's not really about jewelry or vacations or attracting even healing cancer. The real secret is about you. And like a good author, Rhonda Byrne saves that big secret to the very last section of her book. What she says is that you are actually immortal, that you are energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. She says that you are enlightened. This is the heart of the secret. It's just like 2nd, 3rd century Gnosticism. There's a secret doctrine that you're being initiated into. And then the final big part of the secret, we call it the sacred secret, Rhonda Byrne, at the end of her book, reveals that you are God. See, there's a reason why you can think thoughts and materialize things out of nothing. Because if you know your true identity, Rhonda Byrne says in her secret, the secret is you are the creator of the universe, you are God in a physical body, you are deity. And so what our concern is that, again, when you compare her teachings with the Bible, with the Word of God, you find that these same promises are paralleled in Genesis chapter 3 when the serpent tempted Eve by telling her virtually the same thing, that she would not die, she was immortal, her eyes would be open, which is another way of saying she was enlightened, and she would be like God. The very thing we're finding in the last two chapters of The Secret.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. That's total blasphemy right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So real quick, if you can do it, in maybe 45 seconds, what would you say to someone who has read The Secret and he or she finds it to actually work for them? To each his own, whatever. What would you say to them?
Well, regardless of whether you think it may work or not, you need to be very concerned about something that goes against the Bible. And also, I would say I understand searching for spiritual things on a spiritual quest. I've been on that same journey with you, and I'm not really trying to attack you as a person. But all the things that are promised in The Secret are legitimately fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He's the one that offers us eternal life where we can be immortal. He's the one that said that we're told will provide all of our needs according to His riches and glory. He's the one that offers us a relationship with God. So I'm not concerned so much that Rhonda Byrne was seeking God, only that she found God in the mirror. That God cannot really provide your needs.
Check it out, The Truth Behind the Secret, James Walker from Watchman Fellowship. Check that book out. Excellent book, Debunking the Secret. His website, again, is watchman.org. If you're interested in a CD of this two-part interview about Rhonda Byrne's The Secret, you can contact me at help@tower2truth.net or on the phone at 610-513-5525. That's 610-513-5525. My website, again, is tower2truth.net. And don't forget to tune in next week for another apologetic issue facing Christianity today. And remember, don't just believe everything you hear, but test all things.